Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Extend my very first thanks to the chaplain. I woke up this morning, I called the chaplain, I said, "Chaps, you got a problem. I need you to keep praying for no rain." Okay, and let's admit, it was raining a little bit earlier, but keep praying, chaps, because you're doing a good job right now. I promise you the speeches will not get longer, though.
I'll tell you, it's not every day that you get 2 4-stars and the Secretary of the Navy in town. Not every day. But that's what happened on Saturday. You had the assistant marine commandant, and then you had the CNO, chief of naval operations, and then you had the secretary of the Navy. That's Carlos Del Toro. That's the voice you heard. He's a civilian now. I think he's a retired commander, if I'm not mistaken, but he's a civilian now. Anyway, secretary of the Navy talking at the commissioning of the ship.
As a 78th secretary of the Navy, my mission is simple. It's to provide combat-ready forces and capabilities to the President of the United States, the Secretary of Defense, and our combatant commanders around the globe. And it is inherent within my duties as Secretary to identify and rectify delays within our shipbuilding efforts. And I thank you, Kerry, and all your shipbuilders for bringing forth this ship in schedule and within budget. I appreciate it.
Yeah, $1.4 billion and on schedule within budget like that. And he's right. You know, one of the challenges being CNO is that we have this shipbuilding issues, right? Being able to produce enough ships, being able to produce ships that hold up over time and that are continually worth rebuilding, you know, or building more of, like we've got, you know, issues with the littoral combat ships that we know, the Zumwalt class destroyers, they built 3 and that's it. You know, that's not good because that means that the price per ship is massive because it's the first couple of them that are the most expensive. This is not the first of its class. It's, you know, what, the 13th San Antonio class, I believe. But we have this challenge with, you know, our peer competitors, China, who is putting out, well, 1,000 made in China ships, not 1,000, but, you know, they're making a lot of ships that are not of the same quality that we're putting out. But, you know, as the admirals have been saying for years now, you know, number is a value all unto itself. You know, quantity is itself a quality, and they're putting out quantity. They are not necessarily putting out quality, but that's still worth knowing. And our challenges of having shipyards that build and, you know, how do you have all of the various facilities that go into building, maintaining, retrofitting, all of the aspects of ship construction and maintenance when you have not a constant demand for those services. It's very hard for these civilian contractors, the defense industrial base, to maintain its operations, something that Huntington Ingalls has done here, but he talked about that.
Last fall, I announced my vision for a new national maritime statecraft to prevail in an era of intense strategic competition. Maritime statecraft encompasses a national whole-of-government effort to restore the maritime capabilities of the United States. I have forcefully advocated to revive our nation's shipbuilding capabilities and its capacity. And so today, here at this commissioning, I am proud to publicly announce the Department of the Navy is pursuing the award of amphibious multi-ship procurement contract for a total of 3 San Antonio-class amphibious ships, just like the USS Richard M. McCool, along with an America-class amphibious assault ship. How about a hand of applause? At last night's ceremony with the commanding officer, I told him I didn't bring a gift to give him there, but I wasn't telling the whole story. This is your gift, Commander.
We've ordered 3 more plus an additional of a different class. I appreciate that. That's good stuff. And again, that idea of maintaining our shipbuilding capacity is something, or rebuilding. You notice, because you notice what he said in the very first part is, you know, my job is to restore American naval strength, like you know, that's the concern, is that we've fallen out of competition. It's not that we're behind now, but we're getting to falling behind, and, you know, the Chinese are going to overtake us, and, you know, this is not something you can remedy it 1 or 2 days, because it takes 5 years to build these ships.
I meet often with industry leaders to discuss the challenges that prevent us from moving faster forward in shipbuilding. They respond that fluctuations in demand make it difficult to maintain a stable production schedule. This agreement sends still yet another steady demand signal to our shipbuilding industrial base. And this agreement also demonstrates the Navy's commitment to maintaining 31 amphibious warfare ships and our prudent measures taken within taxpayer funds.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you the one part of I didn't think much of most of the speeches other than the Marine Assistant Commandant for the Marine Corps, who was fantastic, General Mahoney. But also the speech by Captain Baker was quite good. I'll share that with you throughout the morning. Carlos Del Toro did catch me off guard, though. Because mostly, like, you know, when Matt Gaetz was talking, when Admiral Franchetti was talking, it was just kind of like, okay, fine. But Carlos Del Toro got emotional. I'm like, I did not expect this.
Even after his retirement from the Navy, Captain McCool continued to serve his Seattle community through volunteer work, as well as serving 2 terms as Kitsap County Party Chairman. And while Captain McCool is no longer with us, we take solace in knowing that he is watching over us, this next generation of naval leaders, from his final resting place at the Naval Academy Cemetery. And that... and that his strength, his courage, his spirit lives on through his family present here today. Shauna, on behalf of this crew and our Navy, thank you for serving as ship sponsor of the USS Richard M. McCool.
I always appreciate when kind of emotion gets the better of people, because that tells you about the significance of an event. And for him, you know, very significant. We'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still no accidents to let you know about. I am seeing some delays. Let's see here, on 29 between Airport and Brent Lane, where it turns into Beverly Parkway, all the way up and down there, you're seeing about a 5-minute delay. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you are thinking about needing work done that's air conditioning, that's heating, that's electrical, that's plumbing, you know, Peden, they will take care of you across that entire scope of activities. They have been doing this for 55 years, so they know what they're doing. They have been kind of started in Panama City, building east and west from there. They're all the way east to Tallahassee, and, of course, they've been in Pensacola for a long time, right there in Ellison Field. But even past Pensacola, just last year, they expanded west into Baldwin County, and then this year they've expanded west past that into Mobile County. So they're all across the Gulf Coast, you know, thriving, growing, expanding their services and offerings, professional service installation, good quality products that they stand behind with a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and it's always nice to have that. And right now, as part of that 55th anniversary and also the ending of, you know, the demand season for air conditioning, you know, as we're starting to get into the peak of hurricane season, don't look in the Gulf. There's a little storm out there right now. $1,000 off in-stock air conditioning system as they're trying to clear out their supply. You service your air conditioning system for the fall. It's also a good chance, you know, to get that done. So if you haven't had it serviced yet and you're kind of looking at things thinking, maybe it's time to make sure that it's in good working order. Yeah, absolutely. You can do that. So again, $1,000 off in-stock AC systems, or and they want you to service your AC system for the fall. Find out more at Peden, PEADEN.com. Back to the commissioning on Saturday. Captain Baker, then there's kind of one of the things that I appreciated about it is it really is a process. It's a ceremony. There's all kinds of honorifics and check marks and the way you do things, and everything from, you know, calling for the ship to be in commission with the permission of the Secretary of the Navy, not something that you can do without.
Thank you, Secretary Del Toro. Sir, I'd be honored if you now place Richard M. McCool Jr. in commission.
Captain, place Richard M. McCool in commission, sir.
Aye, sir.
So literally at that moment, it was in commission, and they hoist the flag.
On behalf of the President of the United States and for the Secretary of the Navy, I hereby place United States ship Richard M. McCool Jr. in commission. May God bless and guide this warship and all who shall sail in her. Ex- Executive Officer, hoist the colors and commission pennant.
Aye, sir.
The colors of the U.S. flag.
Ship's company. Hut 10. Hut.
And the commission pennant is a long, narrow thing that they use to distinguish naval vessels, military vessels, from merchant vessels historically.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise. I direct your attention to the ship's mast as we hoist the colors and commission pennant. Quartermaster, hoist the colors and commission pennant.
Aye, aye, sir.
And at this point, what you've got is about maybe 250 sailors standing on the edge of the deck as they have run onto the ship and run up into their place, and another 75 Marines that have joined them. About every fourth person is a Marine. Not what you normally have happen in the commissioning of a ship, because the Marines don't operate the ship. They're just the passengers, right?
Captain, the colors and commission pennant are flying proudly over USS Richard M. McCool, Jr.
Very well.
And then you see the flag. The flag's flapping in the wind. The pennant is flying in the wind. They actually have to put up the pennant for the Secretary of the Navy as well. They whistle the setting of the watch. That's the next thing they have to do.
Executive Officer, set to watch.
Aye, sir. Officer of the deck, set the first watch.
Aye, aye, sir. Now, set the watch. On deck, section one. Sir, the watch is set.
Very well.
Like I said, just the whole process. Then they had the actual, you know, calling for the ship to come to life. They go through testing the alarms. They say the ship is ready, and they put up the flag of the Secretary of the Navy. I mean, it's a process. It's really a ceremony, an event, and it was pretty spectacular to just be able to see it with my own eyes. Now, one thing I was telling you that, I don't even know if the ship is still there. It may have sailed over last night, or it's going to go out today or tomorrow. But if you are driving on Three Mile Bridge and as we're starting to get to daybreak, you should be able to see it. I mean, you can. It's big. If you hadn't noticed, it's quite large. So you can just look over to the Navy base and shoot me a text whether you can still see it, because I don't know for a fact when it's supposed to go. I think it's not gone yet, but I'm not certain about that. Anyway, one of the things that I thought was kind of I really appreciated the fact that they had the Marines in and among all of the other sailors that were there. That, like I said, that was something that Captain Baker specifically went out of his way to make happen, because they are as much a part of the mission of an amphibious vehicle, amphibious ship, as anything else. And so afterwards, I actually spoke with Captain Alex Armitage, recently promoted the commanding officer of the Blue Angels, about that and other things.
We're here with now Captain Alex Armitage, the commanding officer of the Blue Angels. First of all, congratulations on your promotion.
Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate it.
And as a pilot watching a ship get celebrated, how happy are you today? Or does it feel a little bit like, I wish we had these for jets?
I would say that it's exciting to be here. This is a really neat process. I've never actually been to the commissioning of a ship before. And the whole Navy, the whole Marine Corps, it's one team, and it's really exciting to see any part of it come together and you know, add a member to the team. This ship and its crew is part of the Navy team now, and we're excited to be a part of it.
And also, I thought it was a really neat touch having the Marines embedded, basically, at the edge of the deck with all of the sailors to show blue-green unity, which is something, you know, the siblings fight at home, but when they're out in public, they behave, right?
Absolutely. You hear that a lot. You hear the blue-green team discussed a lot, and the Navy and the Marine Corps work side by side, and it's neat to be a part of the team, and it is an incredibly capable team as well. So having the Marines do what they do as part of the Navy, the organization as a whole, is really exciting and really fun, and they're extremely good at it.
And that's something that people sometimes don't realize, that even the Blue Angels, not only the enlisted, but also the pilots, there's always a Marine in the jets. The Marines fly Fat Albert. It's a blue-green team for the Blue Angels, right?
It is. We have Marines on the team. Our job is to represent the Navy and the Marine Corps. It's in our mission statement. We have an all-Marine crew on our C-130 and numerous Marine members of the team as well. It is one team. It is the Navy and the Marine Corps represented by the team and as members of the team.
Last question for you guys. Did a flyby the other day. There are a lot of photos of the Blue Angels behind the McCool. I've seen a dolphin leaping in front of the McCool. I've seen Fat Albert in person flying over the bow. I've seen several pictures, great pictures of the Blue Angels behind and in front of the ship. Do you have a personal favorite?
Based on what you just described, I don't yet because I haven't seen all the photos you've seen. I'd like to see those. If somebody could send them my way, that'd be great. But I don't have a personal favorite. As I mentioned, it's really exciting to be a part of this. And with the ship here in Pensacola at our home station, it allows us to very quickly become a part of it. And we're just honored to be here and be represented with alongside the McCool.
Well, thanks for all you do, and thanks for the time, sir.
You bet. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And by the way, I was wrong about that. The picture with the dolphin is not of the ship. It's with the Blue Angels. So just for clarity's sake. But, yeah, it's neat. By the way, blue-green, blue is the Marines, green is – sorry, blue is the Navy, green is the Marines. So when they talk about blue-green team, that's what they're talking about in that particular frame of reference. 437-1620. Oh, and I just got a text in from somebody who says, nope, I am here. I'm at the base. It is definitely still here. So good, good. Very. I think I mentioned this to you earlier. I'm actually weirdly, surprisingly, I'm sad to see it be leaving and to think about that. I probably will never see it again, go on board. Certainly, you know, I would not expect to ever go on board this ship ever again in my life. And, you know, it's kind of weird. I didn't expect to feel sad about it, but I do. So, you know, a teeny tiny, tiny little slice of what I think sailors feel when they leave a ship or see a ship be, you know, that they're no longer in the Navy or what, you know, whatever version of that you have. I get it just a teeny tiny little bit. 625 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report right now, but we are seeing some slowdowns if you're heading into Pace headed down to Pensacola through the Pea Ridge area. You've got heavy traffic, and also heading through Highway 90 through that construction zone is heavy traffic too. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Knowledge.
Oh, I got a great text in here. Somebody says, I always get so emotional listening to the ceremonies and the occasion that happened at NAS Pensacola. We're so blessed to live here and support the Navy and the Marines here. It's incredible. I'm 27. I still get emotional at the Air Museum and for all the Blue Angels shows. And it's such a note of pride that I hold for all of that. Now, that's great. And also, somebody corrected me. A good friend of mine is a retired Navy captain said, it's a she, not an it, Andrew. I'll take it. You're right. Sorry. Don't say it. Say she. And somebody says, welcome to the Navy, Andrew. Now you feel how we do. Right. I know it's just a tiny little sliver of it, and yet it caught me completely by surprise to feel sad about the ship that's going to leave eventually. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Jury selection is scheduled to begin today in the federal trial of three former Memphis police officers charged with violating the civil rights of Tyre Nichols. That's the 29-year-old man who was fatally beaten. It was caught on police cameras. Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, and Justin Smith have all pled not guilty on those charges.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Hey, if you got a plumbing issue, a need, a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall, the heat, the pressure, anything like that's not right, Barberry Plumbing will take care of you with flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. Or they'll fix your mistakes, which is what they did for me. Very, very good service. 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing.
I'm Therese Crowley. Plenty of coaching for the first presidential debate tomorrow between former President Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris in Philadelphia. New Hampshire's GOP Governor Chris Sununu tells Fox.
The number one issue is still, it's not the economy, it's the cost of living, right? And that's one thing I encourage the former President Trump to really focus on. The rent, the cost of groceries, fuel, paying an electric bill.
Versus the Kamala Harris message about freedom, former First Lady Melania Trump posted a video Sunday talking about the Biden-Harris high cost of living and efforts to silence Donald Trump. The House out with a scorching report on accountability for the disastrous U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, saying the Biden-Harris administration ignored military advice and chose optics over security. The State Department says the president acted in the best interest of the American people. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne right now. It is cloudy. We've got 72 degrees this morning in Pensacola. A disturbance in the Gulf of Mexico now with a very high chance of development over the next week. Invest 92L forecast to drift slowly northward for the next several days and form into a tropical storm. And then potentially into a hurricane after that. Direct impacts from that storm are expected on the Louisiana coast. The storm could be a hurricane by midweek before it makes landfall. Forecasters do not believe it'll pose a direct threat here in northwest Florida, although we could see increased rip current risks and extra rain. The majority of the impacts are expected early next week. A neighborhood dispute in Baldwin County reportedly leading to a fatal shooting over the weekend. Deputies say 59-year-old Michael David Norton shot a man during an argument. It happened off County Road 20. The victim died as a result of a single gunshot wound. Deputies say an investigation is now ongoing. Norton remains in custody on a murder charge. Well, it was a great day at NAS Pensacola. Saturday, the USS Richard M. McCool was commissioned into active service. NAS Commander Captain Terry Shishetti reflecting on the process it took to make that happen.
So over a year ago, Captain Baker from the McCool ended up coming to take a look, doing a site survey, and we had a meeting in my conference room. Long story short, we told him what this community had to offer as well as Naval Air Station Pensacola. This was his first out of three site visits, and he didn't go to the other two. That's the story. And it's just because he knew how good of an opportunity it was to come here in Pensacola and commission his ship.
And this is the seventh Navy commissioning ceremony to be held in Pensacola. The McCool, the most advanced and the newest warship in the fleet. It's a transport ship designed to carry Marines and supplies into battle. And that'll be home ported in Norfolk, Virginia. An Escambia County grand jury indicting a man on murder charges for that ambush-style triple homicide on West Jackson Street last April. 23-year-old Torrance Sumler has been indicted on three counts of first-degree premeditated murder with a firearm. The shooting happened April 28th at West Jackson Square, where three victims were in a parked car. All three men were shot. Two died at the scene, a third at the hospital. Sumler remains in the Escambia County Jail with no bond, and if convicted, would face a mandatory life sentence. A teenager from Jay injured after a crash that happened on Friday. Florida Highway Patrol says that teen lost control of his truck on Fanny Road, then hit a tree. He was taken to a hospital by ambulance. FHP says that he is in critical condition. That crash remains under investigation. And it is 6:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com. That's progressive.com. Not seeing any accidents on the big board right now, but starting to see some delays if you're heading from downtown Milton into East Milton and also through Highway 90 headed to Avalon, seeing those delays there also. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We do have a chance of some pop-up showers and thunderstorms today. 30% chance of rain overall, high near 84 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Tuesday, 40% chance of rain, high near 81. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. Rain chances increase on Wednesday with a 90% chance of rain and a high near 79. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now we do have 72 degrees in Pensacola. It is 73 in Gulf Breeze. And we've got 73 as well in Milton. Let's get a look at our market report today.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Huawei has received more than 2.7 million pre-orders for its new tri-fold smartphone. That is according to its website. The Chinese company began pre-orders for its Mate XT midday on Saturday. The news comes just ahead of Apple's planned iPhone 16 launch tomorrow morning. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said Vice President Kamala Harris should increase her proposed 28% tax rate on long-term capital gains. President Biden has proposed a capital gains tax rate of nearly 40%, and in 2016, Sanders campaigned for the Democratic presidential nomination with an even higher proposed rate of roughly 54%. While Sanders has endorsed Harris, he has offered lukewarm support for her economic proposals. Futures are moderately higher. Dow futures are up by more than 200 points. Friday, the Dow Industrials lost 410. The NASDAQ down 436. That's Your Money Now.
6:36, our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
There's a lot going on at WSRE-TV. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 as Marketing Director Mary Riker and Development Director Jennifer Nisbell will be the guests to discuss the upcoming PBS Kids Day at the Gulfarium, Studio Amp Concert Series, Joyful Noise, a Foo Foo Fest event, the Festival of Trees, and a new show about Pensacola's historic landmarks today on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey,
can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
It's still about the forgotten man and the forgotten woman. People are being treated horribly in this country.
My agenda includes what we need to do to bring down the price of groceries. For example, dealing with an issue like price gouging.
Tomorrow night, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are face-to-face in their first presidential debate. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. The debate begins at 8. Listen to live coverage of the presidential debate tomorrow night on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Overwatch, sniper, counter-sniper positions should have had direct communication with each other that day at that entire rally. Some of the technical difficulties that have already been mentioned that I'd like to echo is the lack of drone coverage or drone overwatch that day, which left many danger areas exposed and severely, and I say that again, severely, impacted the ability to secure the venue and the event itself.
This is Ben Schaefer, United States Secret Service SWAT member, who was actually on station that day at the Butler rally. And this is a hearing that was done with a couple of House Republicans, like Matt Gaetz is one of them, and several important people like Eric Prince, the founder of Blackwater, and then also Dan Bongino, who is, of course, a talk radio show host, but he had been in the Secret Service for a long time, and talking about the events of that day. And I just... You know, I'm really with these folks in the following. This is not a story that anybody's covering anymore. We almost had a former president and the Republican candidate get executed, you know, get assassinated in front of the American people. You ought to pay attention to what happened. So, yeah, the failures are just innumerable.
Other points of failure, other danger areas that have been noted, and I feel the need again to echo those, is the water tower that was located in the northeast section of the event. That's a major, if not catastrophic, failure to not identify that is a elevated, optimal, and opportunistic place for anyone with any kind of knowledge to wreak havoc on that event.
So having the would-be assassin be outside the perimeter in an unsecured building that apparently nobody was paying any attention to, having the water tower unsecured, turning down a drone, not being able to fly their own, turning down a radio that would connect them with the local on-the-scene law enforcement. I mean, the cascade of failure. And, of course, the problem with cascade of failure is that at some point, when you have enough failure, enough incompetence, you literally can't tell anymore whether it was on purpose or not.
Analyzing tragic events, Gray's laws come into effect. Any sufficient advanced incompetence is indistinguishable from malice. The mission of this panel must be to provide a no-holds-barred analysis of all the shortcomings that piled up to enable Butler to occur.
And this is Eric Prince again, the CEO, founder, or former CEO, founder of Blackwater, and talking about, just for comparison's sake, what Blackwater does in hot zones around the world to provide security for dignitaries and VIPs who are in direct danger of being killed, right?
We did 100,000 missions. No one under our care was ever killed or injured.
I want you to repeat that, sir. Did you guys ever lose a protectee?
No, we did not.
Thank you.
In 11,000 missions, nobody ever got shot. Now, they lost their own people in various things, but they never lost a protectee.
The fact that a 20-year-old kid could get his drone in the air, could get himself into a firing position only 140 yards away. 140 yards is point-blank range. My then 12-year-old son could have made that shot. Yep. And thank God that 20-year-old aimed at a headshot at President Trump. Because if he'd aimed center mass, President Trump would probably be dead. Because I don't think he was wearing plates. He wasn't wearing any kind of body armor that would have stopped that rifle round. And a 78-year-old man taking a gunshot wound to the upper chest is not going to go well.
Yeah. And again, it's a weird way to say it, but thank God it was just one 20-year-old kid and not, for example, you know, I don't know, a Hezbollah team of assassins, right?
A Hezbollah team or ISIS or you name the terrorist organization that actually knows what they're doing.
Or a cartel.
Would have been successful that day. And the Secret Service was nearly defeated by a 20-year-old. And we all, including Donald Trump, literally dodged a bullet that day.
And just for, like, again, comparison's sake, Jill Biden, who has no authority, but is the wife of the president, okay, on that day, compared to President Trump, how many Secret Service agents, actual Secret Service agents assigned, not subordinates, not law enforcement, not actual agents?
President Trump was definitely deprived of resources that day. For whatever their political reason, they had one-third the amount of agents covering him as were covering Jill Biden in the same region at an indoor event. She had 12 post holders covering her. Again, no statutory or constitutional authority for the First Lady. Donald J. Trump was awarded what had 4 Secret Service agents assigned.
The what now? The former president and the leading challenger to win the presidency had 4 and the First Lady had 12? So the problem in thinking about all of this, as I have said many times and I still hold, is I don't know, like that Gray's Law thing that he mentioned. How do you tell whether it was on purpose or not? How do you tell whether it was malice or not? How do you tell whether there was a conspiracy or not? Because at a certain point when so much goes wrong, you can't but wonder, but you also can't tell, especially the farther you get from the evidence. You know, things like cleaning down the roof almost like the next day, you know, or not long thereafter, not doing a ballistics, not doing toxicology, cremating the body. You know, like all of that before and after. And is it just incompetence at the Secret Service? Because that was one of the themes, was that it's been this way for a long time, that it hasn't been a new thing, that it's a problem. But, you know, did they deny resources because it, you know, made the president look more important, because it made him look more significant? Did they? I mean, that's one of the theories. Did they not think Trump is worth protecting as much? Or did somebody make the call to decide that he's not? And, you know, maybe they didn't deny resources on that day, but have they denied them so much in the past that you stop asking? You know, at a certain point, a reasonable person realizes, I'm just going to get told no. Why keep asking? So when they say, well, we didn't turn anything down for that day, well, how many did you turn down over the last 6 months? How many partial requests did you fulfill over the last 6 months? You know, why wasn't there a counter surveillance unit there to observe the crowd and make sure to identify somebody that might be a problem? Because, you know, clearly this person demonstrated hallmarks of a threat. Why wasn't he identified as a threat? Why didn't they take a radio? Like, just, my God. Again, on purpose or incompetence tinged with something political? Hard to tell. 437-1620, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Still no accidents to report to you right now, but if you're going north and southbound at the intersection of Palafox and Fairfield, just know that there's about a 10-minute delay there as traffic's starting to mount up. Other than that, things look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. And, you know, we've got a new feature on the show for the Argos Football Play of the Week. And the Argos Football Play of the Week is brought to you by Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar. And this week's play...
So we'll see if the Argos can get the stop right here as they are looking to get off the field, get that offense back in there. He's got a man. It's picked off. Ralph Ortiz up the sideline. Can he get there? Yes, he can. Touchdown, Argos. Ralph Ortiz, I think I've seen that before.
Yeah.
On the interception, takes it to the house.
Pick six. That was the final score that the UWF Argos got. That meant the 38-6 was the final score over McKendree, and they won. Big win for the very beginning of the season. And nice to see that pick six after, you know, so many of the other good plays in the game. And like I said, this is brought to you by Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar, Pensacola's newest and most exciting virtual indoor entertainment center. So they've got 30 different sports you can choose from when you go there to play, to practice. Like, you think of it as golf, you know, take a swing, hit the ball up against the video screen. And it, I mean, these, if you've never done these things, they're very amazing, really. But you can also play baseball, hockey, football, even zombie dodgeball. I'm kind of curious to find out what that's about. Bring your own clubs or use theirs. Same with the footballs. They've got a full bar, food menu, great burgers, wings, pizza, salads, smoothies, all that. You can watch live sports while you're there, so you can watch football games or baseball games. Bring your friends and family. Bogey's is a perfect place to go for individuals or groups. A great place to celebrate birthdays and special occasions. It's located on University Parkway, just north of 9 Mile on the right side. Okay, you see it when you're driving up to the campus by the UWF campus. Play, practice, and party at Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar, or you can find them online at bogeysgolfsuites.com. 437-1620, 437-1620. So my big takeaway from this series of interviews that they did with all of these different people about the incident in Butler is I don't know what to make of it. I still don't to this day. I am so reluctant to draw the conspiracy conclusion. I really am. But everything from the DEI hires to a culture of being unwilling to get rid of the people who are not qualified, you know, putting things above strict performance, okay, to not having a perimeter out to 1,000 yards, to turning down the drone, to not being able to have the cell phone service, to turning down, you know, to run the drone, to turning down local radios, just all of it. All of it. It's either incredibly incompetent or it's not competent. Right? And I still to this day, I don't know what I really believe happened, but I'm glad somebody is continuing to look into this to figure it out. Because at the very least, we absolutely need to be able to field a Secret Service that can protect, at the very least, the President and the Vice President of the United States. And I don't know about you, but I just do not have confidence that that is the case now or going forward into the near-term future. I think we've gotten lucky a bunch, and I think we've, you know, a lot of potential foreign or domestic adversaries have thought that it was impossible. And I'm very concerned that they now look at this and think, well, it's not impossible. We just have to try hard. Right? Well, you need to have a 100% success rate by the Secret Service. And we've gotten really, really close to not having that, right? 651 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, you need a good realtor. You need somebody who understands the market, the interest rates, what's, you know, even things like insurance costs, right? You know, one of the things you didn't have to use to figure into the price of a home, but nowadays you do in Florida, especially, is insurance, right? And getting all of that figured out. And, you know, if you're buying a home that's not a brand new home, is that roof going to need to be replaced before you get insurance? Is the water heater going to need to be replaced before you get insurance? I kid you not. That's a thing that they're doing now. So understanding the shifting marketplace when it comes to interest rates, when it comes to the commission structure for realtors, when it comes to insurance, all of that stuff, you know, and then, of course, demand and what are people doing as far as investors or not, or just all of that is why you need a good real estate agent. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they get all of it. They do. That's what they do. That's what they live and breathe all the time. She's a super nerd on this subject, and I mean that in a good way. She's going to make sure that you get the best information to buy or sell whatever you need. 175 homes that they sold last year. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Give her a call today, 723-9158.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Yes, yes. When you hear that sound, it can only mean one thing. That means we have tickets to give away. 437-1620, FSU playing Memphis this Saturday at the Doak, noon. If you would like to go and you want to take a chance, be caller number three right now, 437-1620. You must call, not text, 437-1620. Caller number three wins tickets to go watch FSU this weekend.
Pensacola is more than the economic engine of Northwest Florida, a strategic powerhouse fueling growth with over 30 top-tier businesses like C-MEX, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and soon, the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the port has been the heartbeat of our region's success, driving prosperity and opportunity. Discover the force behind our future at portofpensacola.com.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2. Right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Killing me, Smalls.
Good morning, 6:56 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives, and I think we have a winner, right? Do we have a FSU tickets winner?
We do. Paula, I got her first
Outstanding.
Name.
Outstanding. Perfect. Congratulations, Paula. Enjoy the game. We'll have more tickets to give away later on in the week.
That's
How
right.
about the traffic, John?
No accidents to let you know about, but I'm still dealing with some slowdowns at the intersection of Fairfield and, Fairfield, I lost my place. And Palafox, I believe that is. Yes, that's Palafox. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much. John, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the search for a shooter in Kentucky continues. Police still looking for 32-year-old Joseph Couch. Now, this is after a shooting along I-75, Laurel County, Kentucky, over the weekend. And police are saying that Couch shot down on the interstate from a ridge line that was overlooking the roadway on Saturday. Five victims were shot. He shot at nine vehicles, I believe, though. All five victims are expected to survive. Police say they did find Couch's vehicle and a rifle after that shooting. They're now searching a rural wooded area around the crime scene. So we'll be following that here until they find him. The latest on the shooting in Georgia, the mother of suspect Colt Gray had reportedly contacted his school about a half an hour before those shootings last week and warned the school of some type of an emergency involving her son. The 14-year-old suspect charged with murder, his father, Colin Gray, also facing murder charges for providing him with that rifle. Both of them were in court last Friday. And there's a bunch of mandatory evacuations going on in California right now. There's an uncontained wildfire. They're calling this one the Line Fire. I guess it's up to about 31 square miles in the foothills of the San Bernardino National Forest. And as of last night, it was completely uncontained. Residents and communities across the area have been ordered to evacuate. There's 36,000 structures that are being threatened.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. A couple of quick notes. One is there's been a little bit of a discrepancy over how many ships have commissioned here. Admiral Quinn, who did the research for the commissioning and, of course, has been so instrumental in making this all happen, he says this is the seventh. The Mitcher in December of 94, the Bonhomme Richard in August of 98, the Iwo Jima in 2001, which has had some propulsion issues recently. It's kind of an odd little story that came out that had to be towed back in to Norfolk. The Forrest Sherman in January of 2006, the William P. Lawrence in June of 2011, but it was done in Mobile because they discovered too late that the channel wasn't deep enough for the ship at that time, but we still get credit for it officially. The Tripoli, which was done at sea due to COVID restrictions in 2022, and then the Richard M. McCool in 2024. 6:59 here on News Radio 92.3. What was the other thing I was going to tell you about? Now all of a sudden it went straight out of my brain. That's okay. We'll be back with more from the Ship Commission.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.